Out west, some good news for home buyers. Median home prices in the region continue to fall. They dropped 11% in March compared to the previous year, according to the National Association of Realtors. And many of those searching for home deals are first-timers, new to the world of escrow and mortgages. Nancy Fergali reports on one group in particular that's taking advantage of the declining cost of home ownership.
Chris Gibson removes a bag of lettuce from the cooler in his kitchen.
This is our makeshift refrigerator. There's the necessities, ranch, fruit, cheese, and beer. Some ice in there, some water.
And a bottle of champagne. See, Chris and his wife Danielle just moved into their first home in Southern California, their first owned property. And the cable guy came on time. How's that for karma? He's stapling wire to the carpet. The picture isn't perfect just yet. They don't have a fridge or a stove or a lawn. They have weeds, and they're a bit wiped out from the move. Here's Danielle.
We've been renting for so long, and to finally have a house makes us feel like we've taken a step up. You know, for military families, it's kind of a big deal.
Chris is a sergeant in the Marine Corps. He's 22. Danielle is 21. They just passed the legal threshold to celebrate with champagne. Now they own a two-story home in Murrieta on a street with cookie-cutter homes that range in color from brown to beige to peach. Murrieta is a booming inland community about 45 minutes away from Camp Pendleton. That's where they used to live. And on base, he says there were those pesky rules about painting walls.
You can't customize your own house at all. And for a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, we'll be paying less for this house, which is three bedrooms, three bath, with a two-car garage and a pool.
Now their mortgage is $1,150. That's almost $600 less than the rent on their base apartment. They represent a growing trend in Southern California, military families buying property for the first time.
Because this is probably the only time in the past 10 years that I know of that an active duty sergeant can afford a nice home to live in.
Their nice home cost about $193,000. They bought a bank-owned foreclosure, which often means a lower price. Francisco Lopez is their real estate agent. He works for Century 21 Award, and he specializes in military families who can qualify for a Veteran Affairs no-no loan, more like a VA yes-yes. There's no down payment and no closing costs.
So the VA rolls their fees into their loan, and so basically they don't have to come out of pocket. And generally we negotiate the closing costs with the bank.
The USAA, a financial services company helping military families nationwide, says the number of VA loan requests has doubled since 2008. Lopez says he's helped 25 military families buy homes in the last year.
They would not have been able to buy in this market. 3 years ago, they would not have been able to buy. You know, good for our military, the people who can now be homeowners, and they deserve it.
But Lopez credits the market opening here in Southern California to the record number of homeowners who have lost their homes. In Murrieta, nearly 7,000 foreclosure filings occurred over the last year. The trash truck moves along Chris and Danielle's street. There are a couple more homes for sale. Some boxes have been left on one property, as well as a sofa without its cushions. And Danielle says she's already noticed something about her neighborhood.
Meeting all the people in the neighborhood, they're all, oh yeah, well, we're in the process of trying to get a refinance or, you know, modify our loan because they're hurting because they've got a variable rate. So they're... A lot of people are almost losing their houses when, you know, we've just moved in.
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Fergali.
You're listening to NPR News.